This week on Potlatch, three people with titles. Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska, Dr. Loretta Helley from Nome, and Chief Peter John of Minto. Potlatch, a program about Alaska Natives for Alaska Natives.
Stuck here in the grass where the cold wind blows. Now the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. Well, there she goes, my friend. Well, she's rolling down at last. Hear the mighty engines roar, see the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home. About 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I'd best be on the way in the early morning rain.
Early morning rain with Gordon Lightfoot. Senator Ted Stevens recently introduced legislation to allow native corporations to merge. Here is Senator Stevens to explain how his bill would work.
This is a bill that I introduced after consultation with the native regional corporation leaders. Under the bill, corporations that are formed within a specific region would be able to merge with their regional corporation. It would not permit regional corporations to merge with one another. It would permit the village corporations within a region to merge with their region. It would be an increased efficiency concept, a cost-saving measure for some of the small corporations that are too inexperienced and have too little money, really, to meet the requirements of the Act.
They called her Delta Dawn, prettiest woman you ever have laid eyes on. But a man of low degree stood by her side. Promised her he'd take her for his bride, but he lied.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for the mysterious dark-eyed man.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? Did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by?
Delta Dawn with Waylon Jennings. Some country music of the type you hear on Fairbanks radio station KIAK, which we thank for carrying Potlatch.
Oh, Great Spirit, whose voice in the winds I hear, and whose breath give life to all the world, hear me.
The voice is Iron Eyes Cody of the Cherokee Nation. The words are a prayer first spoken 400 years ago by his people, a people who love the land.
Make me walk in beauty. Make my heart respect all you have made. Make me wise that I may know all you have taught my people, the lessons you have hidden in every rock.
In some Americans today, that spirit is reborn. Throughout the land, areas of thoughtless litter and pollution are being restored to their natural beauty. And yet we still have so far to go. So everyone must get involved. To contact the Keep America Beautiful team nearest you, write Keep America Beautiful, 99 Park Avenue, New York, New York. People start pollution. People can stop it.
A public service message of this station and the Advertising Council.
slightly different kind of music, easy listening music, on a swing and safari with Bert Kempfert. Recently, an Alaskan-born lady returned home, and Ann Nikolai interviewed her. Here is Dr. Loretta Haley.
I was born at Nome, Alaska, and actually grew up there, went to school there, graduated from Nome Public High School back in 1948. My undergraduate work was done at Washington State College, now called Washington State University at Pullman, Washington. I was invited to come to the University of Alaska after I had finished 3 years of high school, and at that time they had a program that you could go ahead and finish up your credits for high school at the time you were starting on your college career, but I didn't want to leave my family then, so I didn't, and my folks didn't want me to go away. They thought I was too young. I was only 16.
Where did you get your doctor's degree?
At the University of Washington in Seattle, University of Washington Medical School.
How long did it take you?
Well, it was 4 years of college, but at that time I fulfilled two majors, so I had to go an extra session to summer school. The pre-med advisor at that time told especially the women that we should have a second career to fall back on, a second degree to fall back on, should we not be accepted at medical school, because back in those days there were only 1 in 10 were being accepted, and I think even fewer than that of women. And so he made us fulfill a second major. My second major was bacteriology and public health, so that I worked as a lab tech after I got into medical school, because we didn't have too much funds, and that was the days before they had all these grants that are available to minority students now.
Are you teaching now in San Diego or just working in the hospital as a doctor?
Not doing either, really. Well, except that industrial medicine. I'm doing a part-time industrial medicine, and I also have a law degree now, so I do part-time law for my husband's firm, my husband's corporation in San Diego. He has a manufacturing concern. We manufacture underwater acoustic instrumentation, and since we sell all over the world, it's a fairly good-sized plant. But so I'm doing industrial medicine for him and also doing a little bit of law. It seems like I get worked in on the contracts and the trademarks and that type of thing, or people that won't pay the bills, so then I write them a letter.
How long have you been living at San Diego?
Well, actually, as soon as I finished medical school, we went back to Washington, D.C., where my husband was finishing up in the Army then. He had graduated several years before I did. I got married before I finished medical school, and I graduated in June, and then I had a baby in September, and I didn't start my internship until November, and it was just to before I started my internship that we moved to San Diego. My husband had accepted a position at Scripps Institute of Oceanography. My husband's an oceanographer. And so we moved to San Diego at that time, and I did my internship there at the San Diego County General Hospital, and then went into private practice after that. I did 5 years of private practice, and in the meantime, I had a second child. I have two boys. They're now 14 and 16 years old. But we had the two boys in, and my husband was a little bit complaining about me spending too much time at work and not enough with my kids, and so I decided I'd cut back on my hours. And at that time, the only thing I could think of would be go to a nice 40-hour-a-week job like the Department of Public Health. So then I was a clinic physician for the County Department of Public Health for another 5 years.
What grade are your boys in?
One is 9th grade, and the other's 11th grade now. And my 9th grader, interestingly enough, wants to come to University of Alaska. He's planning to go into fish and wildlife. But my boys are well acquainted with Alaska. I bring them back to visit the folks every 2 or 3 summers. You know, we come up during summertime vacations. And so they're well acquainted with Alaska. My youngest one loves fishing, hunting, hiking in the hills and around the lakes and things. The last time we were up here in 1972, I think it was. Or was it 73? 1973. We visited the University of Alaska here and looked around. It wasn't too much going during that summer, but he decided that it might be a real keen school.
How about the old one? Is he planning to come up here or just stay down at San Diego?
I kind of suspect that he will pretty much stay around down there, mostly because he's got a girlfriend down there, I think. But he hasn't talked about coming back to Alaska the way the rest of us have. He's interested in becoming an orthodontist. So I don't know, you know, really whether he would be interested in coming up here. Certainly he'd have to go to school out there. He wouldn't be able to go to school, university up here.
Could you explain what orthodontist is?
Oh, that's a dentist who specializes into straightening teeth. He's the fellow that puts on the bands and those other appliances if they are crooked.
What are you doing up here at university?
Well, I'm up here, I'm being sponsored by the Association of American Indian Physicians. I'm up here in Alaska on a recruitment tour trying to get the Native children interested in health careers. Last Friday I was down at West High School in Anchorage, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday I was over at Bethel Regional High School talking to all the classes over there. And then Thursday we came over here to University of Alaska for today's career day to try and get the, particularly the girls that are all saying that they were interested in nursing. I'm asking them, well, have you ever thought about becoming a doctor? Because I think too often, as it was in my case, I had planned on being a nurse. And it wasn't until one of my teachers said to me, well, have you ever thought about being a doctor? I had never even thought about it. I thought women were nurses and men were doctors. And it's not that way at all. You can do whatever you want. And thank heaven for that one teacher that asked me that question, because I would never have thought about it. And it's an extremely satisfying profession. You know, if you really love people and enjoy helping other people, you know, there's no better profession than being a medical doctor.
Are you going from here, from university, to any other schools?
No, I'll be going back to San Diego. So I think I better get back to my family again. I will have been gone a total of 11 days when I get back. And before that, now I don't know whether you want to get into this or not, but before that I had been back only a week from an international trade show that I accompanied my husband to in Brighton, England, and Amsterdam, Holland. And so I had been gone for 10 days on that tour and was home for a week, and then I went out on this tour. And so I think, you know, it's time to settle down in a rut again.
This is all I've got to ask, unless you have anything to say.
Well, it's just that I want Native children especially to really start looking around to see what they want to do in life, you know, whether it's in the health careers or other careers. But I think too often we kind of let people guide us into things that they think that we are capable of doing. Let's become more aware of what's going on in the world, and let's observe wherever we go and say, would I like to be in his shoes? If you happen to go down to the radio station, you know, think about what all the people there are doing. Would I like a career in radio? Or if you happen to go to pay your bills down at NC Company or whatever, you know, down at the local department store, start looking around down there. Would I like a business career? Would I like to be a secretary? Would I like to be a receptionist? Would I like to be a bookkeeper? And then investigate what training is required. Well, especially, of course, in health careers, because you do have to have some planning. But investigate what's required, and then decide what you would like to do. And then go on from there and make it happen. Because I think too many of us just kind of wait for somebody to say, well, don't you think you should do this, or don't you think you should do that? Let's make it, I want to do this. And then believe in yourself enough so that you go ahead and make it happen. Because life is so much more fun if you're in control of it and doing what you really enjoy. And don't think just because you're a Native that you're not qualified or that you're not good enough to do whatever you really feel like doing, like becoming a doctor. Just if you want anything bad enough, go ahead and do it. And things just happen. Mm-hmm. You just make life happen. And if you believe in yourself enough, you'll do whatever you want to do and be happy about it.
Oh,
the St. Lawrence Island dancers, and how much will I get for ivory carving? Last year, last June, as a matter of fact, delegates from each section of Alaska came to Minto for the Bush Justice Conference. Chief Peter John welcomed the delegates, and here is his welcoming speech.
I want to thank you people for coming here for this meeting right here. That's the first time that, ever since I started to know that, I see people coming in to try to help other people in other villages. Same as right here. This small village right here, a village like this, throughout the state of Alaska, is neglected by the people that run for office, or by the whoever is in charge. So I think for this reason, I think that you people will understand what you're going to get into right here. But there's a lot of problems that can be worked out by you people for other villages to look into. And I think there's a place to come to the right place to have this conference. And I'm awful happy for you to come right here. I hope that from this meeting right here, a lot of other villages would get some benefit out of it. Not only right here, but throughout the state of Alaska. And I want to thank you very much. And I hope that something come out of this meeting for the benefit of the people that's been neglected. I want to thank you.
Peter John, Chief of Minto at the Bush Justice Conference last June. Now, Johnny Horton.
Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
north to Alaska,
to go north for us is home.
North to Alaska,
to go north for us is home.
Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska,
we go north,
the rush is on. Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
north to Alaska,
we go north,
the rush is on.
To Alaska,
to go
north,
the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny
a honeymoon home below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome.
Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
North
to Alaska,
go north,
the rush is on.
North
to Alaska,
go north,
the rush is on. Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up
north.
Potlatch, produced in the studios of KUAC in College in cooperation with KTOO Juneau KLTC Kotzebue, and KYUK Bethel, under Title I of the Higher Education Act.